What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. If you're watching this on YouTube, you will see I'm in a sports bra and drinking my coffee. I just got back from, well, not just, but it feels like I just got back from my bar class. I've been going to bar, super fun. And I just like dove right into work. I got so excited. I've been on my computer for the past like 3 hours, just took a little bit of a walk. And on my walk, I had this like seemingly huge realization. And I knew that if I waited to record this, then I would not remember the power of what I'm going to share with you. If you are new here, hi, welcome. My name is Sam. And we talk all about entrepreneurship, you know, basically getting paid to be yourself. I'm 99% sure that's going to be my new slogan. It came to me in like the shower, probably a year ago. And I'm like, but that's basically what I want to teach. And what I'm really fucking good at helping my clients do is getting paid to be them, right? So today's episode is really going to be about what it takes to build a personal brand and how I've built my personal brand. So this conversation was sparked by me being in one of my friend Shoshana's groups. She has this really cool like business group and I'm part of it. And somebody in there asked me, hey, how did you build your Instagram audience? I don't even know how many followers I have right now. I think it's like 42 something. I don't know. But at my highest point, I had 61,000. And that's obviously changed a lot because I've pivoted and evolved and my brand has changed so much over the course of the past 5 to 6 years. But they asked me, how did you build your community? And I was like, I just responded and I was like, hey, I actually recorded a podcast on this. So if you haven't already listened to this podcast, I will find the episode number and let you know. But if you search in, you know, Apple or Spotify, whatever, and you look at the Sam Altieri Show, you'll see the episode in there that says like how I built my Instagram audience completely organically from scratch, whatever. As I'm recording this, I'm like trying to scroll and find it, but I might be trying to do too many things at one time. So I'll find the episode. And I'll put it in the show notes of this episode for you. But that's a great place to start if you want to know how I really built my Instagram audience. But for the premises of today, what I really want to speak to is building a personal brand. This is something I'm very fucking passionate about. And I think as somebody who is a high achiever and doesn't even fucking realize what I've built, when this woman asked me this inside of this group, and I responded with the podcast, like a bunch of people went and listened to this episode. And I was like, huh, interesting. People want to know this. And maybe that sounds like, duh, Sam. But I think when you're just doing what it is that comes naturally to you, and you're doing what's easy, it's so like hilarious how we miss it. We miss the thing that's so fucking easy for us. And for me, content is the easiest thing in the world. It's the funnest thing in the world. I don't even think content is just part of who I am. I'm always, I'm just living my life through the lens of how can I make this content, or like, ooh, this would be good content. And for those of you who are already content creators, you're like, girl, I fucking know what you mean, because it's kind of like a disease. Like I can't exist in life now without being like, ooh, I can make content from this, right? My whole life could be fucking content and I could have a permanent like stage crew of videographers just following me around. And honestly, I want that to be the case. I cannot wait for my business to be at a place where I can hire a film crew to just follow me around. Like that's hilarious. I think me from a few years ago would have been absolutely mortified to hear that. But I think I've done so much work on my self-love and self-image and all of this to be like, no, actually I love being on camera. Right. But like when I reflect back on this question that she asked, like, oh, like, how did you build your audience? Right. Cause most people with bigger audiences, like a lot of them have done a lot of things to build it. Right. And I pride myself on like, and maybe this is something that will change in the future, but as of right now, I have never done like paid ads, sponsored posts. I haven't done anything. I have literally done zero to grow my audience. And I get new followers every single day. Sometimes I wake up with like a whole fucking crew of them and I'm like, hi guys, you know? But for me, this has been a very easy process. And I think that for those of you who are in this stage of like, maybe you've started your Instagram page or you've started your YouTube channel or your podcast, you're at the beginning stages of this. It can feel like this air quotes thing to figure out, this thing to solve. And what I want to reframe for you is no, like that is not how I want you to think of it, because that is going to make you get in your head and you're not going to create great content from this heady place. Where you are going to create great content is from this place of like fun and joy and empowerment. And truly that has been the mindset that has empowered me to show up. I don't want to say effortlessly, but like, I would say there's not many days where I don't want to share something. Like I have so much to fucking say and share. Maybe that's my ADHD. Maybe that's just like, I'm wired for this shit, but content creation has been in my blood since I started sharing my fitness journey, my fat loss journey online in 2016. If you want to be entertained, what you can do is go on my Instagram, scroll all the way back. It's probably going to take you a while because I think I have like over 2000 posts. Scroll all the way back on my social media and you will see what my content used to look like, how I really built my page. And it was not what it looks like now. It's much different now, right? Granted, Instagram as a platform has changed, but holy shit. Like if you go all the way back, you're going to be like, whoa. But then like, you know, there's an era from like 2019 to 2021, let's say, where my content was known. I was the expert. My content got put on Yahoo. It got put on Pop Sugar Fitness. It got shared all over the internet. And I, this is wild, but to this day, I still get tagged in people reposting my content from when I was teaching in fitness and fat loss. Okay. That is remarkable. That content has gone viral. It was on Reddit. I had Reddit subs made about me and made about my content. I had my Pinterest, like people would just shout me out all the time on Pinterest. Why? Because I was sharing content that was valuable, helpful, and easy to understand. Okay. This is the biggest thing I see right now when it comes to people's content that is an issue. People, like you have 1 second to catch somebody's attention, especially if they're scrolling through the explore page, right? Or their newsfeed. If it is not clear, people will scroll by, right? Like that is the general, that's like the number one marketing rule. Like be clear, not clever. Okay. And so I really took this to heart. Obviously, I have an upper, like I acknowledge my own advantage in that I went to undergrad and grad school for architecture. And part of architecture school is heavily rooted in design, right? It's so much about aesthetics. It's so much about understanding typefaces and fonts and colors, color theory, white space, like what fucking looks good. And so I see a lot of content online that just, it either looks really, it's like there's too much going on, or it's so hard to read. Okay. So if we look at content creators like Alex Hormozi or Gary Vee, just look at their style, right? And you will see that it is not this fancy feminine script. Like, sure, it might be beautiful, but if you can't fucking read it on like a size 5 font on your Instagram page, like what's the point, you know? And so when I started my Instagram, my goal was to get as many followers as possible. I just wanted to build the biggest fucking community. I didn't have like a number. I was like, we're just going to keep going bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's just what kept happening. And it was because I established a brand. And what does that mean? What is a brand? Right? A brand is something that's recognizable, right? When you see those golden arches on the highway, you know, it's McDonald's, right? It doesn't need to say McDonald's. You know, it's McDonald's. And if you look back for, you know, the past few decades of the evolution of McDonald's branding, you'll see how cool it is, how much it's evolved, but also how much it's stayed the same, right? And if you look back at my content, of course it's evolved, but it's also stayed the same. And so I am going to be sharing much more behind the scenes and tips and content tricks and all that shit on the podcast and on YouTube, because I don't think I realize like how good I am at this. And it's kind of one of those things, like going back to the beginning of what I shared at the very beginning of this episode, where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so good at it. It's right in front of my face. I didn't even realize it. Okay. And this is something I've been talking to with everyone inside of Conscious Creators, which is like my membership for creators and coaches who are building their personal brands. I'm like, guys, you have to adopt the identity of a content creator well before you're getting paid for it. Okay. I was sharing content consistently before I ever had a client. And so many people think, oh, I'm just going to start an Instagram page and all of a sudden everyone's just going to buy my fucking shit. And it's like, I love you. And I wish that was the case for you, because I wish I didn't have to tell you that it takes time, but it does. It takes time. Why does it take time? Because it takes time for people to trust you and like you and know you. Okay. And I have had people reach out to me saying, I've been following you for 3 years. I want to work with you now. Like, guys, 3 years, you know, building a successful, not just coaching business, because I know so many of you that listen aren't just coaches. You're also creatives and very multi-passionate like myself. Like, you have to know that this is a long-term game. I was just talking to one of the girls in my mastermind, and I was like, the goal is not to explode your business. The goal is to grow at a sustainable pace. Sure, you might have little like peaks, but we actually do not want this explosiveness of anything, because you will not have the proper systems or support in place to handle it, right? So sure, while creating viral content can be cool, are you even fucking ready for your content to go viral? Do you even have the systems or the structure or the team on the back end of your business to support a huge influx of clients coming in? You know, maybe not. And I'm at the place now where I do have that in place. Say I had a reel that popped the fuck off. It went to millions of views and people wanted to join Conscious Creators or my mastermind or whatever, work with me one-on-one. I have everything in place for that to happen. They just go to the page, click the buy now, sign up for the membership, sign up for my, or apply for my mastermind, apply for my one-on-one. And everything is like automated. They pay, they get the enrollment email, they got onboarded, they get welcome to the community. Like, it's kind of like there's a whole system that I've built on the back end of my business that you guys don't see, obviously, until you join my programs. But like, it allows me to have a scalable business. Okay. So the thing with content is like, your goal with content is, it's sure, it's not to, you know, get the most followers, because more followers do not mean more money. Just want to be clear. But having a bigger community gives you the ability to, one, impact more people, but to have a bigger pool of people to speak to. Right. And like 100% of your audience is not going to buy your stuff, because that's just not how it works, right? There's like there's this statistic in the marketing and sales world that's like a good conversion rate is like 3%. And I'm like, I call bullshit. I think it can be much higher than that. I'm interrupting your episode super quick to let you know about my free upcoming masterclass called Zero Fucks. Are you somebody who is scared of what people think? Do you live in your head? Are you somebody who just doesn't want to be judged, but you know that you need to stand out in order to make the impact that you want to make? This is a masterclass that you do not want to miss. We are going to be diving deep into the psychology of becoming a fearless, bold, unapologetic leader. And also, we are doing over $1,500 worth of prizes and giveaways, so you really do not want to miss it. You can head over to my site, www.balancewithsam.com/0, spelled out Z-E-R-O, fucks, with no spaces, or you can just look at the show notes for this episode and you can get your butt inside. It's happening on May 31st, and I cannot wait to see you in the room. I don't really like to just subscribe to like the, oh, like I can only expect a 3%, you know, people buying my shit rate. Like, I'm just like, no, I think way more quantum than that. Like, I'm like, no, like energy is a lot. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen there, but we're talking about business, right? We're talking about content. Business, at the core of business, is numbers. Like, and so if right now you're in a place where you haven't made any money in your business, or you're still not making 10K a month, it's probably just a matter of time, because it takes more people seeing your stuff to find the people that want to buy your stuff, right? If you even have anything to sell yet. And so I once heard this quote from the founder of, I think it's called the Life Coach School or something like that. And she said, business is a bunch of no's minus yeses. And that means you are going to have to get rejected a fuck ton more than you will get told yes. When you really understand that, like, you will stop taking all the no's personally and realize, oh, business is just a numbers game. Like, truly. Right. And make it super fucking neutral and just create the best content that you can create. So I want to leave you with one content tip that I would really recommend. This is 100% what changed the game for me with content. Okay. So I, while I love Instagram Reels, I think that Instagram Reels are very short-lived in terms of their like depth. Like, you can only go so deep in a reel. Yeah, of course you can speak face to camera and teach, which I enjoy doing. And you can do like fun dance ones. And I love doing those because I love dancing. But like, where like the real meat and potatoes lies is when you share your expertise and your authority online, right? In order for people to buy anything from you, they have to trust that you can help them. And so whatever that means, whatever your service is, whatever your industry is, if they don't see you as the expert, they're not going to pay for whatever it is that you offer, right? And so how we develop our authority online and how we develop our expertise and our leadership and our, you know, our thought leadership, all of that is by, number one, of course, sharing what it is that you know, right? This is truly, truly, truly like how my brand was built. Like, at the core is I was just sharing everything I fucking knew about losing weight and the mindset shifts required to build a healthy relationship with food and stop binge eating. That's all I did. I just gave away all the answers. And guess what? Like, that's what propelled my business into six figures. Okay. So I'm not saying that you need to focus all of your attention on giving everything away all of the fucking time, right? There's a certain point where that's, it's like, okay, there's no way you can actually give everything away because there's way too much depth and nuance and, you know, whatever. But truly, you cannot be just sharing like, oh, la, 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 you know, about your life. Like, yes, we want to share, we want to see your life. We want to see your lifestyle. But like, I also want to, if you are somebody who wants to start vlogging or sharing more about your lifestyle, I want you to start thinking about, well, okay, if people want your lifestyle, how can you help them get that? What is the path? Like, how did you get there? Reverse engineer how you got there and start sharing that type of content too. Don't just share, I have the best life. Like, oh my God, like you deserve this too. That's not fucking helpful. Like, yeah, obviously it's inspiring, but like, you want to also give people some substance, right? And this has been my mantra since day one is like give it all away. You know, I gave away as much as I can to a degree. You know, I'm like giving you, I'm not holding anything back here. And the podcast and YouTube is really like where I love to share all that because we can go deep. Instagram is like more playful. And it's just, for me, it's like my, where my community meets up, you know, we like say hi and DM each other and whatever, but like truly where I spill the fucking tea is here, right? It's this depth. And so find a place where you can be real with people. You can give people real fucking value and they will share your content. They will share your, you know, your podcast or your YouTube channel or your Instagram or whatever it is, because they got value out of it. And so they want to help their friends. Okay. So, yeah, I feel like that is a really good place to kind of like stop. I could talk about this all day long. And I really, like, holy shit, had this like awakening moment of, oh my God, this is what, this is like literally fucking what I want to talk about and teach about. And I think there was part of me that felt like, no, I don't want to do that for some reason. But I think it's just like, sometimes the thing that's easiest for us, like I said, it is the hardest thing for us to do because we're like, people care about that? What? You know? But I didn't even see it. You know, I didn't even like see it. It was right in front of me. So, yeah, if this episode was helpful, was valuable for you to start, number one, adopting the identity as a content creator. Number two, start showing up consistently on your platforms. Number three, giving value. Please let me know. And I will be sharing more and more about this. And we are going to be diving deep into this inside of Conscious Creators. And it's funny because I'm just going to be completely vulnerable with you guys. When I started Conscious Creators last January, January of 2022, I launched it. I had the idea for it in like maybe May or June of 2021. The name came to me when I was on an airplane and I was like, oh my God, like this is fucking amazing. I love the name. I love the idea of it. It's like all of these people, beautiful people coming together to create their dream life and business and all that. I think in my mind, like, and I told everyone in the group, I was like, you guys, like, I'm so grateful you're all here. You know, I'm so excited to be doing, you know, life and business and everything with you for the next year and years to come, because I really feel like this thing is not going anywhere. It's just going to keep getting better. And I was like, you know, I don't even know what this is becoming. And I really love that you guys are helping like create what this is, you know? And today on my walk, I just had this huge fucking massive download, which was like, wait, it's not about creating your fucking dream life and business. Yes, of course, we all want that. But Conscious Creators, my actual membership is for creators, creatives, coaches, anyone who is doing meaningful work in the world, who is like up-leveling the consciousness, shifting the fucking collective energy, like healing the world with their gifts, sharing their story. Like it's people, creators like you and I, who are showing up online, sharing our message and making the world a better place. That's what it fucking is. And it's all of the resources and the tools to learn how I've built my personal brands, right? Where we have this beautiful community on Instagram, on the podcast, my YouTube is growing, like, holy shit. And what happens when you build a personal brand is that you can sell anything. Because it's the personal brand. The personal brand is the multi-passionate's dream, right? Do not build a business, build a fucking brand. Building a brand around you as the human allows you to teach and talk about and do literally anything, okay? Oh, I just can't stress this enough. And that's why I've always like had this like hesitation of being like, am I a business coach? It's like, yeah, of course. Like I help my clients grow businesses. And if you listen to the episode with my client Belle, she's about to hit 10K in her business. And which is so amazing. I'm celebrating so many of my clients having so many up levels financially, with more time freedom, with more just freedom generally. For some reason, there was this like stickiness with business. And I realized like, yes, it's business, but it's also brand. It's also, you know, what you're sharing, what you're saying, who you are being, right? How you are showing up. And the only way people buy from you is if they trust you. And the only way people trust you is if you are your authentic self. If you are showing up consistently as your authentic self, and what you're saying and what you're doing are in congruence, right? It's the embodiment piece. Right. And from day one, my first business mentor ever, that is what he told me. He's like, you just need to consistently show up whether you feel like it or not. And I was like, oh my God, like if I didn't get that advice, there is no way I'd be where I am, because it was no longer about creating perfect content. It was always about just showing up, just showing up, just showing up. Stop thinking, stop living in your head. Just show up and do one thing. Right? It doesn't have to be a fucking masterpiece, but your business is art. Your brand is art. So let it be your self-expression. Let it be a place for you to feel lit up by. Let it be a place where you get excited to pour into, right? I got excited to hit record on this podcast, not because I felt like I had to record this, but because I genuinely was like, yo, I want to fucking record this podcast and share this because holy shit, I'm having this like awakening moment, but also this is how I'm going to be able to serve you best. And so it's just blowing my fucking mind. So yeah, that is what I wanted to share today. If you want to come join us for Conscious Creators, I would freaking love that. The group is going to be growing. I mean, it already is, but it's growing more and more. And really, this is like coaching, a course, and a membership all in one, with a very accessible price tag. And we are going to be raising the rate. So, if I was you, I would just like get your little booty cheeks inside. Because this is not like a typical membership where I'm super removed and you just get modules and you don't feel like you're actually part of something. No, this membership is like coaching. We have two coaching calls per month, right? And a group chat and all these modules. And now that I really have the fucking clarity for where this is going, I'm going to be bringing in experts on, you know, YouTube, SEO, all things marketing, branding. I mean, holy crap, we are going to have some really dope people coming to speak and share their gifts. Okay. So like get your butt in there right now while you can, while it's fresh, right? While it's like, oh, we doing it. And it's like, this is everything I learned in growing my platform without even meaning to, which is hilarious because when I look back, I'm like, I didn't even know anything about personal brand. I was just trying to grow my page because that's just what I wanted to do. But I didn't realize that what grew my page and what grew my business to now almost 7 figures. I'm so excited to just fucking say 7 figures. Can I just say like, we're getting closer every day, but like, I'm like, it just sounds cool. Like, come on, you know? But like everything that I've done to lead me to this point has been about building a personal brand, being vulnerable, connecting, right? Being relatable, being like myself. And I want to share with you exactly how to do that. So yeah, hop inside Conscious Creators. And you can also join us for Zero Fucks, which is my free masterclass all about showing up online unapologetically. And this is kind of the groundwork, not kind of, this is the groundwork and the framework for building a magnetic and profitable, because I like money and I know you do too, personal brand, right? Building a personal brand gives you freedom, right? You build a brand once, it's basically your online reputation. People like you, people know you, people trust you, people want to buy from you. You get to do multiple things, right? And I'm going to, you know, dive into the myths around that and niching and all that shit on future episodes. But I'm like, oh man, this feels so true and right in my body. And this feels like, like, you know, those moments where you have this like mirroring, like someone reflects back to you something that you've done or some part of you that you maybe haven't even seen. I feel like this happened for me. And I'm like, whoa, right? And so I want to do the same for you in that you have overcome some shit. I know that. You have gone through things. You have a story to tell. I know that. You've gone through pain. And that pain is going to turn into your purpose and you're going to get paid to be yourself. So if you want to get paid to be yourself, if you want to get, if you want to monetize your passions, if you want to learn how to build an authentic and empowering and magnetic personal brand, please come join us for Conscious Creators and, or sign up for the free masterclass, www.balancewithsam.com/zero fucks, no spaces or anything. I'll also put that link in the show notes for you guys. But yeah, oof, this felt like something that had to come out of, like how to come out of me. Like, oof. So thank you for being here with me. Again, if this landed for you, please take a screenshot and tag me on your social media. If you're taking me out for a walk, I love when you guys do that. And I see your little like walk vibe and, you know, you can do a little like screenshot of the episode and like put it in the corner and make it all aesthetic and all of that. But yeah, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for being here. And share this with a friend that needs to hear it. If you know somebody right now in your life, who's like, who has a really empowering and inspiring story and you're like, dude, why don't we just become content creators? It's like, well, I'm going to teach you how. I'm going to teach you how to get paid to be yourself. And especially as I journey onto YouTube and really start like vlogging, like straight up vlogging and sharing like behind the scenes of like being an entrepreneur and managing my team and living in our van and all of the other things. I'm going to be embarking on that whole new journey, and I'm going to be taking you along for the ride with me. Okay. So I love you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you on the next episode.